Welcome to the BRCA Gene Mutation and Cancer Awareness Podcast. I am Christina Henry of MidlifeStylist.com. I am a registered nurse with a BRCA2 gene mutation. My podcast will raise awareness of BRCA1 and 2 gene mutations and their link to an increased cancer risk. BRCA gene mutations affect males and females equally, but there isn't a lot of awareness in the community of the cancers that male carriers are at risk of. My podcast aims to change that. I will also discuss other topics of interest such as genetic counselling and testing, cancer screening and prophylactic surgery. If you would like to know more about BRCA1 and 2 gene mutations, this podcast is for you. Thanks for joining me. The link between BRCA gene mutations and pancreatic cancer. The third most common cancer associated with a BRCA1 or 2 gene mutation is pancreatic cancer. Pancreatic cancer is the fourth most common cause of cancer death in the US and Australia, and has the worst 5-year survival rate at less than 9%. A family history of pancreatic cancer is found in 5 to 10% of pancreatic cancer patients. Of the known genetic mutations involved in familial pancreatic cancer, BRCA1 and 2 are the most common. BRCA2 mutation carriers have a 3.5-fold risk of developing pancreatic cancer. The risk associated with BRCA1 is unclear. Some studies suggest a 2.2-fold risk, others say there is no increased risk. Currently, surgery is the only curative measure, but only 15 to 20% of people are diagnosed with resectable disease. Even if the cancer is resected, 75% of patients will experience disease recurrence within 5 years. These statistics are a grim reality for people with BRCA gene mutations, and one that I find very concerning. Because my father died from pancreatic cancer, I am at high risk. Risk factors associated with BRCA1 and 2 gene mutations. As well as a mutation in the BRCA1 or 2 gene, certain risk factors can increase the likelihood that cancer will develop. For pancreatic cancer, an increased risk is associated with the following. Cigarette smoking, chronic pancreatitis, diabetes, especially type 2 diabetes, liver cirrhosis, obesity, age, being male, exposure to certain chemicals used in metal refinery, stomach infection with Helicobacter pylori, which causes stomach ulcers, and a high-fat meat-based diet. A decreased risk is associated with a low-fat, high-fruit and vegetable diet and quitting smoking. The single environmental factor associated with pancreatic cancer is cigarette smoking, which is estimated for approximately 25 to 30% of all pancreatic tumors. High-risk patients are first-degree relatives of someone with pancreatic cancer, have Roots-Jeagers syndrome, or have mutations in BRCA1 or 2, ATM, PALB2, or Lynch syndrome genes, and have a first or second-degree relative with pancreatic cancer. We do have an opportunity to reduce our risk of many types of cancer, but not pancreatic cancer. Lifestyle choices can help, but we can't have risk-reducing surgery. Watch for symptoms such as the following. The symptoms of pancreatic cancer are loss of appetite, fatigue, abdominal and mid-back pain, changes in bowel movements, unexplained weight loss, new onset diabetes. Symptoms of diabetes may include excessive thirst, a high or low blood sugar level, increased urination or blurred vision, jaundice, which is yellow skin or eyes, itchy skin, enlarged gallbladder, changes in taste, or blood clots. Like ovarian cancer, the symptoms are vague and may indicate a number of health issues. Early stage pancreatic cancer really causes symptoms which makes it difficult to diagnose. Seek medical attention early if you suspect that something is wrong. Be an advocate for your own health. Be proactive with screening and maintain a healthy lifestyle. Screening for pancreatic cancer. At present, there is no clear consensus on the optimal screening method for pancreatic cancer, the age to initiate and stop screening, how often to screen, and the ways to treat patients with a tumour. Screening may include MRCP, which is magnetic resonance cholangiopancreatography, or an endoscopic ultrasound. The American College of Gastroenterology recommends that high-risk patients should be screened yearly. They recommend an EUS and or MRI beginning at age 50 or 10 years prior to the earliest age of pancreatic cancer diagnosis within the family. The Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, or PanCAN, recommends that all pancreatic cancer patients receive genetic testing for inherited mutations as well as genetic counselling. For those with cancer, BRCA mutations can inform and improve treatment. Cancer cells with a BRCA mutation may respond particularly well to a certain type of chemotherapy, as well as targeted therapy called PARP inhibition. The PARP inhibitor olaparib is recommended for patients with metastatic pancreatic cancer who have a BRCA1 or 2 gene mutation and whose tumour previously responded to a platinum-based chemotherapy. PanKine, the Pancreatic Cancer Foundation of Australia, is currently running a campaign because they aim to triple the survival rate of pancreatic cancer by 2030. Through funding research, particularly into screening for pancreatic cancer, PanKine hope to improve the current outcomes for patients and their families. Medical research is the single most important factor in improving patient survival. I will add a link in my blog to PanKine's website where you can donate if you wish. The Australian Pancreatic Cancer Genome Initiative is conducting one of the research studies currently in Australia. The trial is using EUS, or endoscopic ultrasounds, to screen people at high risk of pancreatic cancer. Hopefully, the results of this research will improve detection and survival rates for people with pancreatic cancer. There is a link to this information on my website. My experiences with pancreatic cancer screening. Unlike breast and ovarian cancer, I can't have prophylactic surgery to reduce my risk of pancreatic cancer. My best bet is to have screening, which will hopefully catch it at its earliest stages when it is able to be resected. My gastroenterologist has recommended an MRCP, possibly alternating with a EUS. Unfortunately, when you have the BRCA2 gene mutation, the fear of cancer is always there, but being proactive with screening will hopefully be enough to keep it at bay. A couple of weeks ago, I had an MRCP, which is an MRI of the pancreas and surrounding areas. MRIs are horrible. I've had breast MRIs in the past, which are extremely unpleasant, as you need to lie still while lying face down with your breast dangling through holes cut out of a board, which applies pressure to your upper chest. Your arms are extended above your head in such a way that your shoulders cramp up, but you aren't allowed to shift position to relieve the pain or even breathe deeply. I thought the MRCP would be a bit easier than the breast MRI because I'd be lying on my back, but it wasn't. My arms were still extended above my head for the entire torturous 30 minutes. The fear of stuffing up the test and having to redo it caused an anxiety attack and claustrophobia. My muscles in my neck, shoulders, arms, and upper back went into spasm. Next time I'm requesting a sedative, as every time I have one, my reactions get worse. Waiting for test results. Waiting for the results never gets any easier. The reality of having a BRCA2 gene mutation is that we need frequent screening, most of it painful, unpleasant, and sometimes scary. Last week I had a gastroscopy and colonoscopy. The prep for that was brutal. Thankfully, those tests came back clear as well. When you're cleared of cancer once again, it's almost a euphoric feeling. It's hard to describe the constant underlying anxiety of having a gene mutation that increases your risk of cancer. At times I wonder if I'm a hypochondriac or overthinking this, but my doctors reassure me that my paranoia is justified. The main reason I decided to have prophylactic surgery to remove my breasts and ovaries was to reduce my risk of cancer and to avoid these stressful and painful screening tests. My risk for ovarian and breast cancer is now less than the general population. My father's pancreatic cancer. Watching my dad die of pancreatic cancer was soul-destroying. He had been unwell for years, mostly due to prostate cancer. He needed an indwelling catheter to drain his bladder, but it kept getting blocked with blood clots. This led to frequent hospital admissions and very poor quality of life. He also had many urinary tract infections. During one of those hospital stays, he had a CT scan which showed his pancreatic cancer quite by chance. Dad's health declined rapidly and he lost a lot of weight as the pancreatic cancer wreaked havoc with his appetite. His oral fluid intake was restricted because his sodium level was dangerously low. This meant he couldn't enjoy two of his favourite things, food and alcohol. During his final hospital stay, he was hallucinating because of the low sodium. His hands were swollen and painful because he couldn't take his gout medication. He was praying constantly that God would end his suffering. To see my strong dad in this way was heartbreaking. It took just 7 months for pancreatic cancer to take him. Dealing with the emotional side of cancer screening. My fear of getting pancreatic cancer is justified because it's hard to diagnose in the early stages and has one of the highest mortality rates. Being aware of this means that I will do the screening no matter how much I hate it. During the long, sleepless night before the colonoscopy, I cried for my dad. It's so unfair that this genetic mutation has ripped my family apart. My way of dealing with days when I feel upset or depressed is by keeping focused on maintaining my health. I keep searching for information about BRCA gene mutations because there are currently many research studies being done worldwide. The knowledge I gain will help me stay healthy as possible and hopefully minimize my risk of cancer. Take a look at my resource page as I have included links to many of these sources. My next episode will focus on prostate cancer and its link to BRCA gene mutations. As I've mentioned already, my father was a BRCA gene mutation carrier who had prostate cancer as well as pancreatic cancer. My grandfather passed away from prostate cancer, and my brother was diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer last year. During my nursing career, I have worked in urology wards and cared for many men with prostate cancer. I look forward to sharing this information in my next episode. Do you want to learn more about BRCA gene mutations and cancer awareness? Find me at midlifestylist.com where you can read about this and living a healthy lifestyle. Please subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode. If there is a topic you would like me to talk about, you can contact me via midlifestylist.com. Thank you for listening.